the reason why we suspended our operations is mostly because it was not possible anymore for us to work in Wad Madani for two main reasons related to the warring parties. On one hand, we were facing constant obstruction for the access to Wad Madani. So it's an area that is 136 kilometers southeast of Khartoum. And to travel there, we need authorizations from the authorities that were constantly denied and didn't allow for our teams to enter the area. So we were we were unable to replace our teams, who ended up being completely exhausted. The second thing we couldn't enter is obviously the medical supply, which is essential to run hospital activities. So without teams and without supply, well, it was not possible for us to keep functioning. But the other very important reason is also because, as you may know, since December, the area has been conquered by the rapid support forces. And we have been also facing constant violation of the neutrality of the hospital and of the medical mission within the Wad Madani Teaching Hospital. This means this translates into looting, stealing of our cars, harassment of our staff, detention of our staff. So it was not possible for us also on the ground to run our operations in a secure way without exposing our teams and the patients of the health facilities to these violations of the medical mission. So this has forced us to take this difficult decision, and that's why we decided to suspend the activity until we receive further guarantees from the warring parties to be able to possibly resume at some point.
I know Madani Teaching Hospital is very important, is actually playing a critical role in this war zone in Sudan, in Al Jazeera State. Tell me about the importance of that.
Well, Al Jazeera State is, Madani was one of the major cities in the Sudan. It used to host a high number of displaced people from the early stages of the war that fled mostly Khartoum, but and then after when it fell under the rapid support forces, the displaced people displaced further south. But there are still hundreds of thousands of people living in this city, and they rely on one single fully functional hospital, which is the Wad Madani Teaching Hospital. So, well, it is essential because already this population is facing tremendous challenges, facing a war situation with ongoing violence, access difficulties to healthcare, and a lot of economic instability and difficulties. And on the top of that, now they are going to be deprived from a functional hospital. Well, obviously, the Ministry of Health staff is going to try its best to maintain the hospital running, but without supply and without the support the incentives and the salary support we were providing to the Ministry of Health staff is going to be very difficult.
So this was the only functioning hospital that hundreds of thousands of people can access in Al Jazeera. And as you mentioned, Al Jazeera is not just for the inhabitants of Al Jazeera. It became a humanitarian hub since Khartoum was destroyed in the early months of the war. Can you just tell me a little bit more about the humanitarian consequences of your withdrawal?
So, well, the direct consequence of our withdrawal is the dysfunctionality of the Wad Madani Teaching Hospital. So when we first arrived, most of the Ministry of Health staff had fled the area, and there were only around 20 Ministry of Health staff within the facility. As we leave, there were 240 staff that we were supporting with incentives. So this means these staff are not going to be paid anymore and might also not remain within the facility. Obviously, as well, Wad Madani is the breed basket for Sudan, and the situation in the state is affecting the nutritional situation in the whole rest of the country. That is already a high health concern for us. So that's also, I mean, that's, of course, our exit doesn't contribute to that, but will not allow to treat patients for suffering from malnutrition, patients suffering for malaria, from the women, pregnant women willing to looking for a safe space where to deliver, and of course victims of violence looking for healthcare who need immediate treatment to be able to survive or to be treated.